People here in Alaska and in much of this part of the Northern Hemisphere will get a chance tonight to see a total lunar eclipse, weather permitting. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it'll be another appearance of the so-called blood moon.
Fairbanks National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Bartus says there's a pretty good chance for sky watchers to see the eclipse here in the interior.
Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies. Looks like pretty crisp out, so if you're going to step outside to see it, dress warm. We're looking at lows between 5 and 15 above overnight.
But you'll either have to stay up late or get up very early to see it. Fairbanks amateur astronomer Martin Gutowski says it'll begin around 1:15 Wednesday morning, but the totality of the Earth's shadow darkening the moon won't begin until around 2:25 a.m. The moon should be darkest just before 3, and the event will be over around 4:30. Gutowski says the moon's position in the sky will be about the same as the lunar eclipse that occurred earlier this year.
It'll be low in the horizon like it was in April.
And like that earlier eclipse, Gutowski says the moon will again be orange or reddish, which is why it's called the blood moon. It appears that way because of the Earth's atmosphere, says Peter Delamere. He's an associate professor of space physics with the UAF Physics Department and Geophysical Institute.
Because of the Earth's atmosphere, the green and the ultraviolet light from the sun is filtered out. And the red is the least affected as it moves through the atmosphere. So not only is it not affected, but it also bends or it's refracted towards the Earth's surface. So as the light from the sun moves through the atmosphere and it is bent, it gets bent towards the location of the moon behind Earth.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.